Gareth Wheeler, Dwayne Watson with you back in our Toronto studios. This is BMO Raptors basketball across the TSN radio network. Wizards up 3, 53-50 at the half. Dwayne, how about this stat? The Raptors are 0-23 all-time when trailing at halftime on the road in the playoffs.
Ouch.
Yikes.
I was going to try and rationalize, like, that's an old stat. There's a different team, but this Raptors team had a bunch of playoff games.
Well, there's no time like the present to fix that. 1-23 doesn't sound so bad, does it?
Not bad for a closeout game.
Raptors have one half of basketball to get it done to avoid a Game 7 at home on Sunday. Let's go back down to the Capital One Arena for the second half call. Here is Paul Jones and the coach, Jack Armstrong. Gentlemen.
All right, Gareth, Raptors have the ball to start the second half. They will move front court from right to left in the black and gold OVO-inspired uniforms. Valanciunas in the lane, pick and roll with Lowry, floats in a 10-footer, 53-52. The Raptors, for the third time after being down 12 at 18-6, have cut the lead to one.
Fourth assist for Lowry.
Beal up top. Drives into the lane, step back, jumper, no good, but the foul will go on Lowry.
Foul the jump shooter that time, going to put him at the line again. The Raptors have had some costly fouls here where they now will have shot, they will shoot 10th and 11th free throw. Raptors have only shot two free throws tonight.
And it's the Raptors, Jack, who are normally the team that, well, gets to the line in terms of free throw attempts over the course of the season. Washington 14th in attempts, 13th in makes, as Beal knocks down two, and the Raptors 9th and 13th in makes and attempts respectively, but right now Washington winning that battle handily. 55-52 inside. Ananobi gets a dunk. Great look by DeRozan, Jack, facilitating there.
Good action at time. Ananobi cutting on the right baseline, wide open.
Gortat up top to Beal on the nail. Kicks it out to Wall, back to Beal. Up fake, drives on Valanciunas, finds Wall, back to Beal. Three in the air, good. Man, they went back and forth between the two of them. Beal's triple makes it 58-54.
I don't know why they're running at John Wall at the three-point line, though. Play off him.
He's one for his last 12.
Yeah, I mean, just...
Ibaka misses a running hook in the lane. Back come the Wizards. 58-54, Washington. 10:36, third quarter just underway. And Wall stops and throws it out of bounds in an effort to try and get it to Beal. So here comes Lowry walking it over center with a waist-high right-hand dribble. Works over to the left, near side, into the lane. Kicks it to Valanciunas, knocked away and out of bounds. And everybody putting their two cents in as to whose ball it is. And they're going to give the ball to Washington.
Well, again, Lowry with another drive into the lane, where he leaves his feet out of control.
And the ball was going to be out of bounds, but it hit Lowry standing out of bounds, which gave it to Washington.
And Gortat, so physical, he just bounced right off him.
Wall to Morris. Up fake, drive into the lane, and they've got the foul on Ananobi. No, on DeRozan on the closeout. So Toronto, the Sisyphean task continues. Jack, you remember that guy in Greek mythology, Sisyphus? Yep. Pushing, Jack's got his hands pushing the rock up the hill, and every time you get going, it falls down on you. Gortat in the lane, puts it up, blocked by Valanciunas. Raptors grab the loose ball. Here comes Lowry, near side left wing. Under 10 minutes, third quarter, Toronto down four. Ananobi drives into the lane, has it knocked away. He's fouled by Beal, and OG will take his 63% efficiency and go to the line for two.
In the series, he's 6-7 from the line.
Stepping it up in the playoffs, Jack.
9:53 remaining. Raptors lead by trail by four, 58-54. And by the way, a little shout-out. Our good friends at Entrippy. They make all the T-shirts at the Air Canada Center. Manny, Jazz, my good buddies. Toronto Strong T-shirts. 100% of the profits go to the folks affected by that tragic event the other day here in town. And They've raised close to $30,000. So look it up, entropy.com. Toronto strong. Raptors trail by two. Ananobi makes both free throws.
58-56 Washington. Wall up top on the bounce. Elbow jumper far side. Good. John Wall measures it, knocks it out. He's got 15. And Washington leads 60-56. Lowry and the Raptors chasing, trying to get the lead. They've never led in the game. Valanciunas in the lane, swallowed up by Gortat, and they got the foul on Gortat. JV looked a little awkward going down the lane, but...
Well, when he and Gortat are together on the court, there's a lot of awkwardness because they're both big physical men, and Gortat's got the long arms.
A Lithuanian and a Polishman.
Yeah. There's a joke in there somewhere.
Well, there's no joke because Marcin Gortat's dad was a boxer in the 76 Olympics for Poland.
And they're both tough guys, Valanciunas and Gortat. They don't give any ground up. They've had some classic battles here. The 10th game they played against each other this year.
Valanciunas. First free throw good. JV, second one, knocks it down. JV solid from the line. 60-58, Raptors to within two. We tick towards 9 minutes, third quarter. Wall straight away to Beal, far side, on the bounce. Bobbing and weaving, wearing out the brakes. Gets it to Gortat. Kick it up top to Wall. Drives into the lane, scoops it up and in.
Just a breakdown. Now, how do you leave him open?
Well, bad closeout, Jack. As you said, they ran at him. He lays it in, 62-58 Washington.
Just stand in front of him, make him shoot a jump shot. Don't Lowry. Chase him.
Right side to Ibaka. Catch and shoot. Three in the air. No good. Rebound, Oubre Jr. Washington in the white coming left to right. Oubre Jr. in the lane. Runs into Valanciunas. Principle of verticality by JV. Gets the strip. Here comes Toronto. Lowry drive. Floats it up on Oubre. No good, but gets the foul call. Kyle will go to the line for two.
Well, I think this helps Toronto. Now getting to the free throw line and... Obviously, it allows them to set their defense up as well. Great play on one end by Valanciunas, challenging Oubre Jr., and then Lowry draws the foul. And obviously, I'm sure Dwayne Casey pointed out the free throw disparity at halftime to the officials, and they've come out aggressive driving the ball. If you complain, then you got to go to the point where you get into the dirty areas where you can get the foul calls. Yeah. Lowry makes the first free throw. Raptors trail by three. 8:32 remaining third quarter. 62-59.
Lowry on the board with 16 points on 6 of 11 from the floor. Three of those from...
Got to get some more from Serge Ibaka, though. I mean, he's another tough night. 5 points, three boards, but this seems out of sorts. Second free throw missed by Lowry.
And Morris can't save it. It goes out of bounds, so the Raptors will get a reprieve. They'll get another shot on the inbound to try and close the gap. Ananobi. Inbound to Ibaka. Far corner. Gets it to DeRozan on the block against Gortat. DeRozan drives, kicks to Lowry. Shot clock, lots of time. It's at 10. DeRozan drives baseline. Kicks to Ananobi in the corner. Back to DeRozan. Gortat still chasing him. DeMar drives, bounces off him, lays it up and in. Left side near wing.
Good patience.
Very good patience. Yep. Give it up, get it back. Give it up, get it back.
And had him in a lot of space, and the spacing was good in the offense.
62-61, Washington by one. Fourth time Toronto has cut the lead to one. Long jumper up top, no good. Morris with the rebound. The pass deflected. Goes to Oubre Jr. in the lane.
Sixth offensive rebound for Morris. Somebody's got to box the guy out.
Wall, three, short. Lowry with the rebound, and he's grabbed by Morris. Looked like it could have been a runout for Ibaka, and Morris grabbed him.
Good
smart
foul.
Play.
Only
or,
thing,
else, or else Serge had a layup, Jack.
Four-team foul on Washington already, so got to be aggressive here. Get yourself in the bonus early in the third quarter, Jonesy. They're right at that point now. Be aggressive. Keep doing that so the free throws can help you.
7:38, third quarter. Raptors looking for their first lead of the game. 62-61, Washington, Toronto coming right to left in the black uniforms. Ibaka, top of the lane. on the bounce, right side, far wing, pulls up for three, short, rebound, Morris.
Very stagnant, slow possession that time. And Ibaka, no legs in his jimmy that time. Yeah, got to get him going.
Wall up top against Anunoby. Just off center, right side, near wing. Works over to the left, now between the rings. Pull up, jumper, top of the lane, good. John Wall makes it 64-61. He's got 17.
Casey,
7 minutes to go for third quarter.
Complaining to James Capers about Gortat legal screens. He's not going to get that call.
He
does it on every play. And you might as well just stop complaining because he's not going to give it to you. Get through the screens or play it appropriately. 6:52 remaining, third quarter. Raptors trail by three, 64-61.
From the Capital One Center in Washington, D.C., you're listening to the playoffs. Raptors and Wizards on TSN 1050 Toronto. Paul Jones, Jack Armstrong, Connor Malley here at Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C., where the Wizards lead the Raptors 64-61. Five times the Raptors have cut it to a point and unable to get over the hump. Wheeler and Watson back at Raptors Central along with Keith Bauer and Steve Eliopoulos. Listen to Overdrive with Hayes Noodles and the O-Dog Monday to Friday, 4 to 7 on TSN 1050. Every day at 5 p.m., TSN hockey analyst Ray Ferraro checks in with the boys. Overdrive, your drive home just got a lot better.
And by the way, the other game in the Eastern Conference tonight, Indiana leads by 2, 24-22 in the first quarter. That game started at 8 o'clock Eastern. And then later on tonight, Utah and Oklahoma City at 10:30 Eastern. The Jazz in a position to close the series out with a win tonight at home.
Jack, it's a situation where we could have three game sevens Sunday, two game sevens, one or none.
Yeah, craziness. So let's see what happens. And all the Raptors can control is what's going on out here right now. And John Wall and Bradley Beal have combined for 36 of the 64 points for their team. And Morris has done a great job on the offensive boards. He's got six offensive boards. And Raptors just been playing from behind the whole night. But got to get a little push here. Remember, Washington's got 14 fouls. Be aggressive. Get into the bonus. That always helps you.
64-61, Washington by three. 6:50 to go. Third quarter, Raptors in the black uniforms coming right to left. DeRozan on Oubre Jr. drives into the lane. Pull-up jumper, no good, but Oubre Jr. fouls him. And DeMar will go to the line for two.
Oubre Jr., that's his third foul. And Santoransky is going to come in now. He's another good defender. He's done a good job with DeRozan when he's had to guard him.
Long and athletic.
Excuse me, that's a fourth foul by Oubre. And again, now the Wizards are in the bonus the rest of the quarter. So the Raptors' opportunities to get to the line galore here.
DeRozan knocks in the first one, 64-62. Four times. Make it five. The Raptors have cut the lead to one and still trying to get over the mountain. 64-63 Washington. We tick towards 6.5, third quarter. Wall up top. Illegal screen. Dwayne Casey lobbying. Maybe we put him on Capitol Hill, Jack. He got the call.
Well, it was Markieff Morris, though, not Gortat. And
he got it on somebody.
Yep, and Lowry was trying to fight through the screen. Yep, and Morris just grabbed his fellow Philadelphian. Raptors with a chance to go up.
DeRozan, alley-oop, gets it down. Lowry on the lob. Toronto, first lead of the game at 65-64. Wall up top. What's the confidence like for the Wizards now? Wall, pass deflected. Satoransky has it far side. Kick to Gortat. Shot clock at four. Satoransky into the lane. Pull up, jumper, short. Rebound, Valanciunas. Off to DeRozan, up the right side, far wing. Toronto smelling it right now. DeRozan on Satoransky. Gets it to Ibaka. Top of the lane against Gortat. Ibaka. Two dribbles, picks it up, gets it to Lowry. Back to Ibaka. Swing it to Ananobi. Lob to Ibaka in the lane. 1 second. Can't get it up at the rim. Shot clock violation. I don't know why Serge didn't catch it airborne and lay it in.
And that was the right pass by Ananobi.
Up and towards the rim?
Yeah, and just do something with it. My goodness. Ibaka 2 for 9 tonight. And that was a good pass by Ananobi to hook him up.
Here comes Washington. Front court trailing by one. 5:20 to go, third quarter. Wall, pull up, elbow, jumper, good. Rattles it down. John Wall's got 19. Washington back in front, 66-65. Lowry walks it over center. Satoransky stuck to DeRozan. Ibaka near side left wing. They get it to DeRozan on the block. On Satoransky, kicks to Lowry. Uses the Ibaka screen. Pass in the lane to Ibaka. Jump hook up and in.
They needed that. Great find by Lowry that time in the mid-screen and roll at the dotted line.
67-66 Toronto.
And DeRozan's got to be patient with Satoransky on the matchup. He's a better defender than he looks.
Morris in the lane. The pass knocked away. GB with great hands makes the steal. DeRozan far side right wing. 4:20 to go. Raptors working right to left with a 1-point 67-66 lead. DeRozan into the lane. Floats it up. No good. Rebound knocked away. Here comes Washington. 2-on-2. Wall on the drive. Ananobi with good defense and takes down the rebound. DeRozan hustles it up the court. Right side, far wing. Crowd wanted the foul call. Not going to get it. Lowry straight away. Against Satoransky. Works left with a screen from Valanciunas, and they've got the illegal screen on JV. Are you kidding me?
Wow. Because I tell you what, there was a lot of contact from Satoransky on the ball. Man, that's a tough call on Valanciunas. He's out there trying to free him up because his teammate's getting fouled. DeLon Wright check it in now for OG Ananobi.
And Wright will guard Wall. Wall has it.
Mike Scott in the game. Excuse me, Jonesy, for the Wizards.
Far side. Wall to the middle. Top of the lane. The pass deflected by DeLon Wright. Lowry with the hit ahead. Wright throws it up. Blocked by Wall, who ran him down. Here comes Beal. Pull up deep. 3 for Beal. Good. 69-67 Washington.
When you take that layup, you got to know where he's coming.
Yep. Valanciunas in the lane, floats it up, no good. Tips it up twice, no good. Rebound, here comes Wall. On the run, loses it out of bounds. It'll stay with Washington. 3:15 to go, third quarter. 69-67. Washington by two. We've got a timeout on the floor.
Well,
look, if you're the Raptors, Jack, this is what you want. You were down 12. You're back.
Yeah, no, you're right there. And you're right in the mix. Stuck two right now. 69-67 here in the third quarter. I don't know what time is left on the clock because the clock keeps moving. 3:11 now.
All right, let's take a break. Raptors down two, 69-67 Washington from the Capital One Arena. This is the playoffs, and you're listening on TSN 1050 Toronto. Back in Washington, we're at Capital One Arena. Paul Jones, Jack Armstrong, Connor Malley, Keith Bauer, Steve Eliopoulos running the show back at Raptor Central with Gareth Wheeler and Dwayne Watson. Toronto down 69-67. Had two brief leads at 65-64 and 67-66, Jacko, but Washington runs them down. A great block by John Wall turned into a three by Bradley Beal.
Well, those guys don't want to go home.
No. Nope.
Bottom line, even though they don't have Otto Porter and they're undermanned, Raptors at full strength tonight. No Jody Meeks was suspended before the series, and Otto Porter not playing tonight. And yet the Wizards have put up a real good fight. Mike Scott now in the game. Satoransky, Morris, Ty Lawson, and Bradley Beal. Raptors will counter with Poeltl, DeLon Wright, C.J. Miles, DeMar DeRozan, and Kyle Lowry.
Raptors in the black and gold. Third uniform saying the North. And Washington in their third uniforms, the white, saying the district across the front. What a ball game, as it should be, in closeout fashion. If you're Toronto trying to...
Well, we're getting to bench category now. 14-13, plus one for Washington. The next 6 minutes of the game, which bench gives you a pop? It's going to be important right here.
Morris up top, three on the inbound, no good. Rebound, Poeltl. Lowry and the Raptors come front court, right to left. Kyle works left to the near side. Finds Miles, open three, far side. Good look, couldn't get it down. Man, you couldn't ask for a better look, Jack. That was like a practice shot coming off the screen with nobody in front of him.
He hasn't seen shots like that in a few games. Those are the ones you love to have back.
Beal to Mike Scott, throws it away, tries to go near side right to far side left, and it went over the head.
They've been doing that a lot. They've been doing that a lot, trying to throw the skip pass. They get a little back screen action and then flare the guy out.
Well, they skipped it into the stands. And the Raptors bring it front court. Miles, free throw line, jumper, no good. Rebound, Mike Scott. That's two looks for CJ that haven't gone down.
Well, you need your veterans to come in and give you something. He's the most experienced second unit guy you have.
Beal, kick out to Lawson. Drives into the lane, lays it up, no good. But the foul called, and they're going to get it on Lowry. Demonstrative in his protestations to Zach Zarba. But Ty Lawson going to get two shots.
On the last two trips, they didn't get anything out of C.J. Miles, though. And
he's had good looks, Jeff.
Yeah, and you need that. Again, it just comes down to, you know, there comes a point where you brought in for something, you need it from him right now.
Lowry commits a second personal foul. He'll sit down. The Wichita State Shocker, Fred VanVleet, into the ballgame. And the Raptors trail 70-67.
You know, the other thing, too, is when you're the number one seed, you want to finish the first series off as quickly as possible. Now, obviously, in both free throws made, the Raptors trail by four. This is not your traditional eight seed in Washington, but they're down two guys right now. And, you know, you want to have a little bit of rest or get the next series started right away if Cleveland plays and wins tonight. Excuse me, if they win. But take care of business here. Haven't done it.
Miles drives, floats it up and in,
there
finally gets one down.
That time he was super aggressive on his drive, and Beal let him go to his strong hand, which was odd.
So Miles cuts the lead to 71-69. Lawson down low to Scott. On the dribble, fouled by Miles as he backed him in.
Well, these teams, they find the weak defender and go at him. That's the 14th foul on Toronto, so... First one in the last 2 minutes. Both teams are bonus bound now the rest of the way of the quarter.
In the lane, Morris puts it up, no good, but fouled by Poeltl. Jakob saddlejacked tonight by foul trouble.
Well, he went out at him. His closeout on him was out of control. And I'll tell you what, he extends his arms, though. It's an automatic foul.
Yep.
You know, reputation guy. But his closeout on the perimeter on him, Morris just went right by him.
72-69.
Well, we're right back to where it started. It was at three at half, and now it's three again.
With a minute 38 to go, third quarter, no ground made up by Toronto, even though they did grab the lead. Morris' second one rattles out. Here comes Toronto.
1:35 remaining. Raptors trail by three, 72-69, third quarter.
DeRozan drives far side, right wing, left hand back to the middle. Pull-up jumper over Morris. No good. Rebound tipped up and in by Poeltl. 72-71. Raptors cut it to one. On the bounce. Beal straight away. Against DeLon Wright. Crosses over, gets into the lane, floats it up. No good, but the foul called. Poeltl and Wright were both there. Who's going to get it?
I'm sure they'll call it on Poeltl.
Yeah, they got it on Poeltl on the challenge.
Yeah. He didn't foul him. I just watched the replay. He did not foul him. I guarantee these guys sit together in the room before the game and they talk about reputation of players. And Pirtle's got the reputation as a fouler. Ridiculous call by Sean Wright.
Free throw good by Bradley Beal. 73-71, Washington.
I mean, Gortat illegal screens, yet I don't see that called. 74-71 Wizards, 1 minute remaining, third quarter.
Right, front court. On the dribble, straight away against Satoransky. Works over to the right wing, far side. Holds up now as he picks up his dribble. Gets it to Van Vliet, shot clock at four. Fred got to go, launches a three, Beal up in his face,
spent too much time trying to get the ball, forced the ball to DeMar DeRozan, that's what it was right there.
Beal backs in on Van Vliet, into the lane, floats it up and in. Bradley Beal makes it 76-71.
Stop forcing the ball into the hands of DeMar DeRozan. The defense, it's the 10th time you've played them, take what they give you.
DeRozan leans over on the center circle. Shot clock at 8, game clock at 12. DeRozan on Beal. Jumper in the lane with the left hand, switches it and gets it down.
That time he had the ball at the top of the key. You didn't need to run anything for him there.
Beal into the lane, floats it up, no good. Tipped up and in by Satoransky with 3/10 of a second to go. Offensive rebounding, killing the Raptors. Van Vliet heaves it from half court, no good. Washington by 5 after 3 quarters.
Well, two players, DeLon Wright and DeMar DeRozan, played Olay defense. They took swipes at the ball as the ball came down the lane from Bradley Beal, and it allowed an opportunity at the rim and then an offensive rebound, and the Raptors lose the third quarter by 2 points, and here we are with 1 quarter to go. The Raptors trail by 5.
78-73 Washington. Fourth quarter, last lap of the track when we come back. From Capital One Arena in D.C., you're listening to the playoffs. Raptors and Wizards on TSN 1050 Toronto. Back in Washington, Raptors 9-17 when they trail after three quarters over the course of the regular season.
0-21 when they trail at halftime in the playoffs historically as a franchise, but this is a whole new group of guys compared to a lot of the guys that were on that team. But nonetheless, can the Raptors win a road game in the playoffs here? And they need to find a way to get it done here in the fourth quarter. Down 5. They've battled back. They were down 12 at one point. Took the lead momentarily. And the Wizards have counterpunched. Let's see which second unit establishes itself here.
78-73.
Beal the only starter along with Morris in the game between the two teams.
Washington with the ball moving front court left to right. Morris into the lane. Floats it up. No good. Rebound DeLon Wright. Here come the Raptors. They move right to left. Pirtle in the lane. Fouled by Satoransky. And Pirtle will go to the line for a couple of free throws.
And Pirtle, it's a good foul by Satoransky right there. Pirtle has struggled at the free throw line this season. And make him earn it.
First one good by the big Austrian, Jakob Pirtle.
It's his first. John Wall checking back in. Bradley Beal checking out, so Beal has played 33 minutes, Wall 29. Beal's played the most minutes of any player on the floor.
Pirtle knocks down 2, so the Raptors cut the lead to 3 at 78-75. Still in the fight, looking to lean him out at the tape.
I would imagine Scott Brooks is going to play Beal and Wall as many minutes as he can in a potential game that could end their season.
Scott in the lane, jumper over Miles, no good, rebound to Pirtle. Here comes Toronto, front court, DeLon Wright on Satoransky. Kicks it to Siakam straight away. Pascal on the bounce. Works left, gets it to Pirtle. On the drive, Pirtle Has it knocked away by Morris. It'll stay with Toronto.
A lot of late shot clock possessions for Toronto. The Wizards have figured out the Raptors' actions. They are, it's like the old joke I used to use. When your defense gets that good, you can tell that your opponent what they're running.
Exactly.
And you're behind enemy lines now. You know, and that's what Washington is right now. So the Raptors have to do a good job countering that pressure.
DeLon Wright on the inbound. They've blown the play. They get it in deep to Poeltl, but there's only four on the shot clock. Jakob has to take a three up top, misses everything.
But again, it's a 10th time you're playing your opponent. Well, nothing's easy.
Jack, I know that play, and they blew that one. Wall, top of the lane, jumper, no good. Rebound knocked away. Poeltl has it. Outlet to Van Vliet, up the far side, right wing. 10:34 to go, fourth quarter. Van Vliet into the lane to Siakam. Drives baseline to Poeltl. Shot clock at 10. 10.5 to go in the game. Poeltl to Miles to Van Vliet. Three in the air. Good! Down the bottom of the well for Fred Van Vliet. We are tied at 78 with 10:14 to go. Freddie V makes a three.
It's a lot of clutch plays this year for the Raptors.
Scott down low near box. Knocked away by Van Vliet. Scott kicks it out to Wall. Shot clock at 5. Wall, pull up, jumper, no good. But they got Siakam on the foul against the jump shooter. Wall did that before, Jack. I think he's falling before the contact. But he's going to get two free throws.
The Raptors, those untimely fouls have hurt them. The Wizards will be at the line, the 18th and 19th appearance. Raptors have only been to the line 12. So the Wizards getting to the line a little bit more, and that's helped them. The Raptors have committed 5 more fouls in this game, and it's cost them.
Wall free throw good. 79-78 Washington. Game has been tied once, and there have been 4 lead changes.
All right, Bradley Beal now in the game. Satoransky checking out. So combined, Beal and Wall have played 63 minutes. They have 46 points. Scott Brooks is going to ride his top two guys, either win or go home.
Well, you got lots of time to rest if you lose.
Yep.
So what are you saving them for? Wall, second free throw. Good.
So this Raptors second unit is going to have to do a good job against Gortat and Beal and Wall, 3 of their starters.
Right, up top to Siakam, back to right, far side, right wing in front of the Wizards bench. On the bounce, Ty Lawson knocks it away. Man, you cannot expose the ball to that guy. He will pick your pocket. 9:45 to go in the game. Shot clock at 11. Raptors trailing 80-78. Poeltl up top to Siakam. Holding, top of the lane. Shot clock at 5. Got to go. Drives, turnaround, hook shot good. Pascal Siakam with a deep hook shot, ties the game at 80.
Tough shot that time. Great defense by the Wizards. Even better offense by Siakam.
Wall isolated near side right wing on Siakam. Up top to Beal. Drives into the lane. Lays it up. No good. Rebound Van Vliet. Toronto with a broken floor. 3-on-3 and Lawson fouls Van Vliet.
Nothing
as
easy.
Fred was advancing the ball.
Good foul by Lawson. Right again.
Yep.
Wizards very stingy in their defense tonight. And the Raptors, opportunity to take the lead here. Side out of bounds, 22 on the shot clock.
Miles inbound near side, left wing. Right up top, works left. Now back to the right, on the elbow. Floats it up on Gortat. Doesn't get the roll. Poeltl with the rebound, fouled by Lawson. Jakob Poeltl working the offensive glass, and he's going to go to the line for 2. Jack, dare I say, one of Jakob's best games, most active games of the series. He's got 6 points and 2 free throws to come.
He played well here in game 4. And great job, 8 points in that game, 8 boards.
Misses the first free throw, back rims it. If he misses the free throw, everybody in the house gets a Chick-fil-A sandwich. If he makes it, the Raptors will have a 1-point lead. The noise will tell you what the outcome is. 81-80 Toronto. Poeltl knocks down the second free throw. 9 minutes to go in the ball game. Maybe the season if the Wizards can't win. Wall drives, cut off by Poeltl. Now cut off by Siakam. Pass off the leg of DeLon Wright. Here comes Toronto. 3-on-2. Now they kick it out. Miles, three. Good! Down the bottom of the well for CJ Miles. Time out. Scott Brooks, the Raptors, with their largest lead of the game at 84-80.
Well, big defensive stand that time by the Raptors, and they knocked the ball loose. And CJ Miles, he had opportunities prior, wasn't able to break through from three-point range, makes his first one of the night. And with 8:40 remaining in the fourth quarter, the Raptors take a four-point lead. They lead 84-80.
We approach the top of the stretch. We're at the Capital One Arena in Washington. It's the playoffs. And you're listening to Raptors Wizards on TSN 1050 Toronto. Back in Washington, 84-80, Jack. Largest lead of the game for the Raptors.
Yeah, that was big. CJ Miles with the jump shot and second unit playing with a lot of energy defensively, giving themselves a chance to get some run-out opportunities. And the Raptors with 14 break points tonight. Wizards with 15.
Well, let's see, Jack. We kind of call this. We said if you can survive the barrage early and fight back.
Hang around.
Yeah, hang around and lean them out at the end.
You know, and the Raptors, they're finally playing with a full roster tonight. And as we, you know, Otto Porter not playing. And obviously, before the series started, Jody Meeks suspended. So two guys that were in their rotation at the end of the season. And then Kelly Oubre's had four fouls, so they've had to go with little different lineups. So the Raptors now will go with the second unit again. Poeltl, Siakam, Wright, Van Vliet, as well as CJ Miles. And the Wizards will counter with the exact same lineup. Gortat, Beal, Wall, Lawson, and Morris. So four of their five starters in the game, along with Lawson, against all five reserves with Toronto.
Wall, front court, Wizards in the white, coming left to right. 84-80 Toronto. Lawson in the lane, floats it up, no good. Rebound saved by Wright to Gortat. Beal, open three up top, good.
Why are you saving the ball in front of the basket you're defending, Jonesy?
Never.
Never. It led to a three-point play. Not a good play by DeLon Wright.
Raptors front court, Wright, Van Vliet, Poeltl, Siakam, and Miles, bench unit on the floor. Wright up top against Ty Lawson. Under 8 minutes to go in the game. Poeltl back to Wright, knocked away by Lawson. That guy ran him down. You can't play with the ball in front of that guy. And then the Wizards give it back. Van Vliet, three, far side, no good. Rebound Siakam. Raptors control. Van Vliet up top. 7:35 to go in the game. Raptors leading 84-83.
DeLon Wright's got to get it together right here.
In the lane, right, lay it up and in. Crossover move on Gortat and floats it home with the left hand.
Good play there. After two negative plays, a real nice play. Keep battling.
Wright makes it 86-83 Toronto. Beal's shot is blocked by Siakam.
Left side, that is a big chase down.
Wright straight away. On the dribble to Siakam, between the rings to Van Vliet. Just inside center, right wing, far side. Left hand to the middle, and he's fouled by Ty Lawson. I would keep the ball away. You got two point guards on the floor. Whoever Ty Lawson is defending, let the other guy have the ball.
Yeah, he's a tremendously gifted on-ball defender, and he's so quick. 14 on the shot clock, side out, 7 minutes, Raptors lead by three.
Van Vliet up top to Poeltl, down the lane, floats it up, no good. Rebound, Siakam jams it down. 88-83, biggest lead of the game for Toronto.
Great roll that time by Poeltl, and he missed. Morris came over to help, and Siakam's giving him some big plays here in the second half. He's got 9 points, five boards, and great defense.
Wall up top to Lawson in the lane, kick out to Wall. Good closeout by Siakam. Long jumper by Wall. No good. Rebound Morris. Seventh offensive rebound of the game.
Yeah, you got to box him out. That was C.J. Miles that time.
Beal to Gortat. Cross court to Wall. On the drive into the lane on Poeltl. They got the block on Poeltl.
He was just standing there. Wall drove into him.
He was standing in the circle, and he couldn't get out because Morris had him pinned. And Poeltl with his palm skyward saying, I was trying to get out there, but the other guy had
me pinned.
Me, yeah. So Wall driving to the goal will get a couple free throws at the 6:15 mark. Fourth quarter with the Raptors up 88-83.
Frantic finish here. Raptors bench plus 14, 32-18. Dwayne Casey rotting with this second unit, Jonesy, with DeRozan and Lowry on the bench. Their defense as a unit has been excellent.
Well, this is
and
the
their
unit.
Level of execution on the other end has actually been better than the starting unit.
And why? Who's back in the lineup?
Fred VanVleet, the playmaking player. Now, Kelly Oubre checks in. Lawson checks out. So they're starting five in the game now for the Wizards against the Raptors' second unit.
Wall makes two.
Timeout, Dwayne Casey. It'll be interesting to see what he and his coaching staff come out with after this timeout in terms of their approach, in terms of personnel grouping.
I'm saying stay with the plan. You've refined it for 82 games. You got VanVleet back. Do what you do best. 6:15 to go. Top of the stretch, folks. Raptors 88, Wizards 85 from the Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C. It's the playoffs, and you're listening on TSN 1050 Toronto. Back in D.C., Raptors leading 88-85. What a ball game, Jack. The Raptors trying to close it out and dance into the second round.
Well, Wizards will have all five starters on the floor.
Washington 1 of 8 in this quarter. As the Raptors defense, you commented on it, Jack, doing a good job. 1 of 8, 2 turnovers.
Dwayne Casey's going to now counter. He's going to bring Jonas Valanciunas in for Jakob Poeltl, and he's going to bring Kyle Lowry in for C.J. Miles. So that's your lineup. So VanVleet, Valanciunas, Lowry, Delon Wright, and Pascal Siakam for Toronto. And it will be Toronto possession here with 6:15 remaining in the fourth quarter. And the Raptors lead by 3, 85-81. 88-85, excuse me, Jonesy.
Three-point Raptor lead. Here comes Toronto front court. Right, front court. On the bounce, into the lane. Great pass to Valanciunas, lays it up and in.
Delon Wright is back, bounce back. Two big plays. Great little high screen action. And Oubre and Gortat didn't defend it well.
Morris on the lob, catches it, kicks it back out to Gortat. Wall on the dribble, kicks it out to Beal. Front court, long three by Beal. Back rim, no good. Rebound Siakam.
Good defensive rebound that time. Everybody boxed out that trip.
Huge stop for the Toronto Raptors. Valanciunas up top on the dribble. Gets it to Lowry, works left side, on the bounce, 5 on the shot clock. He's got Gortat, shakes him, gets to the hoop. The layup by Lowry, good. The running hook by Kyle makes it 92-85. Raptors' biggest lead of the game at 7 with 5:07 to go.
What an amazing shot by Lowry over an outstretched Gortat.
Oubre Jr., corner 3, no good. Rebound Siakam. This is the push that the Raptors need. VanVleet, 3, no good. Rebound Delon Wright. The Raptors are energized in the front court. Wright, near side, now gets it to VanVleet.
And this is without DeMar DeRozan in the game. How about that?
Well, the ball moves better without him at times, Jack. Valanciunas, short jumper, is short from 10 feet. Here comes Wall on the run. Beal, corner three, good. Washington not dead yet. Beal knocks in a three at the 4:18 mark, 92-88 Toronto. Front court, here's Lowry. On the bounce, works right, into the lane, floats it up and in, 94-88 Toronto. 4 minutes to go, Lowry with the floater. Beal back, the pass up top, stolen by Lowry. 3-on-1 Toronto. Van Vliet to Siakam, lays it up and in, and a foul on John Wall. The Raptors throw a huge pile of dirt on the Wizards.
What an amazing play by Kyle Lowry. Dives head first, comes up with a loose ball, and then the Raptors are off to the races. But Lowry with an amazing play, and then Siakam. Lowry goes head first and then gets it to Van Vliet, and then Van Vliet in transition to Siakam, and Siakam finishes it. And timeout on the floor, 3:49 remaining in the fourth quarter, and the Raptors have broken through here. And they lead by 8, 96-88, and this is without DeMar DeRozan or a Serge Ibaka on the floor.
Well, let's keep it here, Jack. What do you, you've been in those huddles. If you're Dwayne Casey, what are you telling your guys right now?
Well, I'm telling my guys the same thing that they've been doing the entire fourth quarter. Their fourth quarter defense has been outstanding. Their communication's been there. Their rim protection, being physical on their blockouts, active feet, active hands. And then from an offensive perspective, push the ball when you have an opportunity. And in the half court, just be patient. You know, run your stuff and get the high screen. The 1-5 screen has been very good to them, Jonesy. The Valanciunas screen with DeLon Wright or Kyle Lowry has really worked out for them.
So let's see what Toronto can do, Jack, to try and close this out.
So they're going to continue to stay with Valanciunas, Siakam, obviously will shoot a free throw, Wright, Lowry, Van Vliet. And what about Fred Van Vliet tonight? Forget the numbers, but he's got 5 points, 4 assists, 4 rebounds, but his presence. And Jonesy, here's the thing that doesn't show up in the numbers. He's another very good perimeter defender. Siakam misses the free throw.
96-88 Toronto, biggest lead of the game at 8 with 3:40 clock running, fourth quarter. The ascent, a little bit of panic in the Wizards. Morris, no, on the alley-oop, lays it up and in. Dwayne Casey wants a timeout.
That was a quick timeout. There was just a timeout on the floor. Wow.
Wants to talk it over, Jacko.
Wow. You know, I, honestly, that's a quick timeout, Jonesy, because you might need that timeout later on. And they went with a mismatch, alley-oop, and Morris over the top. But Dwayne Casey, to his credit, must have seen something that he wanted different out there. And he was very decisive on calling that timeout. So 3:31 remaining, fourth quarter. And the Raptors lead by 6, 96-90.
So, Jack, let's see what Toronto can do.
Jonesy, and I just want to make a point. The Wizards are in the bonus. They've committed 5 fouls. So everything you get now,
go to the hoop,
go
right?
Go to the basket, be aggressive. You're going to get free throws, and it allows you to set your defense up, which really helps a great deal. Now, obviously, on the other side, for the Wizards, this is a big stop coming up. This might have been why Dwayne Casey called a timeout.
Yes.
He went, and Fred VanVleet's out of the game now, and he's going with DeMar DeRozan here. So they had a lot of success with the 3 point guards on the floor. Now they're back to DeLon Wright, Lowry, Siakam, Valanciunas, and now DeMar DeRozan. So let's see. And I thought they forced the ball too much to DeRozan early on. Just be part of the offense, not the offense.
Lowry up top, works right, far side. 3:20 to go in the game, Toronto by 6, and they own the orange. Lowry works left, near side, into the lane. Finds Siakam, floats it up and in.
Well, they're going to call the foul on the floor, but it'll still be 2 shots because the Wizards are over the limit. And what did I say to you, Jonesy? They are using the Valanciunas screen so much, and Morris fouls Lowry on the pass. It would have been a dunk for Siakam. Here's the other thing, Jonesy. When Valanciunas plays, he's your best screener.
Yes.
And he's a horse. So you can really run a lot of actions with him involved. And Lowry makes the first free throw. Raptors lead by 7, 97-90. 3:12 remaining fourth quarter.
Toronto looking to end the season for the Wizards. Lowry's second free throw good.
He's been outstanding down the stretch here. 22 points, 6 assists, 8 of 13, and his defense has been tenacious.
Raptors with the lead. Lawson to Wall. Wizards moving left to right. Kick to Lawson, near side, back to Wall. Contested three in the air, no good. Rebound Lowry.
Easy now. Good defensive rebounding that time. Contest. Pace is important. 1-5 screen here.
Under three to go. Lowry, far side, right wing. You can sense the tightness in the Wizards and this building right now. Lowry works left. Three in the air, no good. Rebound, Ty Lawson. Valanciunas ties him up. They momentarily call the jump ball and then a foul. And Dwayne Casey saying, why get back and defend?
Yeah, on the other hand, he couldn't get back. So, you know what, it's only the third team foul, and it actually prevents transition because he was the last guy behind the play. So
Jones, that's bad news.
That's bad news. So I think it actually helps them because they set their defense.
Beal up top. Cross-court pass intercepted by DeLon Wright.
Valanciunas made that play. Showed on the screen.
Siakam lays it up. No good on the alley-oop. Rebound. Siakam can't squeeze it. Lowry runs it down to DeRozan. 2:10 to go in the game. Toronto by 8, 98-90. DeRozan on Lawson. Raptors looking to close it out. 2 minutes to go in the game. 8 on the shot clock. Lowry drives into the lane on Lawson. Stop jumper. Up and in! Toronto by 10. Largest lead of the game. 100-90. Lowry comes through for Toronto.
And Siakam just all over John Wall.
Wall drives, lays it up, no good. The Raptors bench is up, clapping. They sense victory. They can smell it. DeRozan gets it over the timeline, and Lowry calls a timeout.
Yeah, timeout because it was going to be an 8-second backcourt violation, so really heady play by Lowry. And how about the job Pascal Siakam, Jones, he has done on the on-ball defense on John Wall. He has just been off the charts, sensational. And the Raptor bench tonight, plus 16, 34-18. They turn this game around. And then Kyle Lowry's come in and provided great punch. 24 points, 6 assists, 5 boards. And once again, Valanciunas really steady in this series. He's got 14 points and 11 rebounds. And off the bench, Pascal Siakam. I can't say enough good things about what he's done tonight. 11 points, 7 boards. And again, his on-ball defense, off-ball defense, chasing plays down, getting blocks, guarding on the ball, on Wall, Beal, whatever it was, he's been great.
Well, how about the fourth quarter for Kyle Lowry? He's got the last two buckets. He has 8 of the Raptors' last 10 points. They're holding the Wizards to only 12 points in the quarter.
Yeah.
They took the lead at 81-80 on a Poeltl free throw and have not looked back.
And you know what? It seems like they've gotten stronger here in the fourth quarter, and the Wizards have had to play Beal and Wall a ton of minutes, right? And they look like they've tired a little bit.
DeRozan up top. 95 seconds to go in the game. On the bounce against Beal. DeRozan drives left. Pull up three. No good. Rebound Siakam.
Been everywhere, man. He is like the Energizer Bunny. He has made incredible plays. 11 points, 8 rebounds now.
1:15 to go. Raptors with a fresh 24. It's tick down to 10. Lowry up top on the drive in the lane to Valanciunas, kicks it to Siakam. Out to DeRozan, steps into a three, no good. Rebound Valanciunas, out to Siakam. The Raptors going to milk more clock. Under a minute to go, they lead by 10. They're slowly choking the life out of the Wizards. Three trips on this possession. DeRozan in the lane, lays it up, no good. Fouled by Beal. Toronto is going to win this thing, folks.
Great, great effort by the Raptors. Pascal Siakam, Jonas Valanciunas, keeping plays alive on the offensive boards. And tremendous spacing in their offense. Very patient and disciplined. And DeRozan will get two free throws here. Makes his first. The Raptors lead by 11. 101-90. And the Raptors...
Jack, earlier today, the Raptors are... Jack, unless they help Washington, they have this game. Unless they...
Well, this game's over. This game's over. Counted in the books. The Raptors are by 12. And they've earned it. They have come out here and played their hearts out in the fourth quarter.
Morris drives to Lawson. Down the baseline. Out the far side. Jumper in the lane. Good.
The Raptors were down five at the end of the third quarter, Jonesy. They've made up 15 points in the fourth. This is a dominant fourth quarter performance by the Raptors.
And you could see the Wizards' confidence waning.
And they ran out of gas. And the reason why is the Raptors were into them and pushed them to the limit.
DeRozan in the lane, floats it up, no good. 10 seconds to go in the game. The music is slowly ending for the Washington Wizards. It's the last dance for the Wiz.
How about DeLon Wright? He blocked Kelly Oubre's shot at the end there. Poetic justice.
It is over. The Wizards' last dance has come to an end. They must leave the dance floor. The Raptors will stay on the dance floor and look for a new partner starting next week. Will it be Indiana? Will it be Cleveland? The Toronto Raptors have said, I'm still dancing, Jack. Hold my drink. I'm still on the floor. 102-92, the Raptors win it. They advance to the second round.
That's a terrific effort by the Toronto Raptors in the fourth quarter. They fought back. They trailed by three at halftime. They trailed by five at the end of three. And then when push came to shove, they broke through and they outplayed the Wizards by 15 points in the fourth quarter. So tremendous effort. The second unit, plus 14 tonight. And just a tremendous effort. All those guys, Pascal Siakam, if I had to pick one of them, he really was sensational this evening in his effort. And a wonderful victory for the Toronto Raptors.
Siakam, Valanciunas chatting with Beal. Fred VanVleet joining us. Freddie, can you hear us?
Fred, we're over here. Turn the other way.
Fred, behind you.
Fred, this way. Turn this way.
Turn me around. Opposite you, Fred. We're up here.
There you go. You see us? We're waving to you. Fred, all right. Fred VanVleet, we got him.
Fred, terrific job. Tell us about your first game back. You didn't look that rusty at all. You felt like, it looked to us like you felt like you were right in the groove. They're checking the lines here. Fred VanVleet still waiting for us down there. Fred, you got us?
Hello? You hear us now, Fred?
Well, they're messing with it down there. This would be a shame if we couldn't talk to him after being able to close it out.
I'll let him go.
Well, we're going to have to let Fred go. Unfortunately, the line's not working here. Well, such are the vagaries when they put us halfway across the arena and up high.
Well, too bad. Fred VanVleet, we were going to have him on momentarily there for post-game chat. Unfortunately, the mic went dead on us. And Jonesy, I've spoken in front of more dead mics than an Irish Undertaker. So there you go again. But needless to say, great win for the Raptors. 102-92 win. And a lot of big performances, Jonesy. Lowry with 24 points, 6 boards, 6 assists. I thought Valanciunas, once again tonight, was real steady. With a double-double, 14 and 12. The second unit of Poeltl, Miles, Siakam, Wright, and VanVleet Dwayne Casey rode them deep into the fourth quarter before he brought Lowry in with about 4.5 minutes left. But they had the lead when they did that. And then they brought in DeRozan later than that. But
Jack, with everybody healthy, they were able to do what they did consistently over the regular season.
And Van Vliet just makes that second unit go so well. And an amazing win, great comeback, great resiliency and fight. And Raptors will now go on to the second round of the Eastern Conference playoffs. They'll play the winner of the Indiana Pacers, Cleveland Cavaliers. That game is in the third quarter, and the Pacers lead by 15, 62-47 right now. So Raptor fans, I'm sure, are hoping that the Pacers can win that game so that their team, at the very least, gets a few days off and to rest up and get ready to host games 1 and 2 at home at some point. It could be Sunday afternoon if the Cavs come back. If it isn't, then it would be later in sometime this week coming up, and the Raptors will have games 1 and 2, depending on who they play. No matter what, it'll be home court for the Raptors. They've earned it with the number one seed. So great victory, and the Raptors win 102-92.
Great job by the Raptors to win it. They will advance and wait for a new dance partner. For Connor Malley and Jack Armstrong, listen to the postgame with Wheeler, Watson, and Lewinberg here from Washington. The Raptors defeat the Wizards 102-92 and close out Washington 4-2. It's the playoffs, and you've been listening from Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C. on TSN 1050. Good night from Washington.